You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I'm Constance Arnold, host of the Think, Believe, and Manifest talk show. And today I am broadcasting from a little cold Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I am so excited that you've made a decision today to join me from all over the world. And I can truly say, with all of the faith that's on the inside of me, and I have a lot of that, that I believe that your life will never be the same again, that the Spirit of God has attracted you here, that what you're going to hear today will be just what you need to really help you to live your best life. Well, how are you doing? Can you believe it's the holidays already? We are right in the middle of a wonderful time of year. I want you to make a decision up front to really enjoy every moment, every event, every situation that you find yourself in during the holidays, and be really grateful. You know, I had somebody ask me, she said, well, are you glad Thanksgiving is over? I said, no, I love Thanksgiving, had a great time with my family, and I'm grateful every day. And she just sort of looked at me. And so make a decision that you're not going to get into the collective consciousness of, oh my God, it's rush, 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 or I have so much that I have to do, etc. But that you're making a decision. I'm going to really enjoy love, give love, share love during the holidays. Got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about how to access and activate your angels. I have a great guest here to speak to you, and Mr. Keith Leon S. Can't leave the S off. And he's going to be sharing with us some powerful information. But before we get to the show, just a couple of things. Make sure you follow me on social media. On Facebook is Coach with Constance, and with Instagram. That's so funny. With Instagram is LOA Constance. And so for a second, I'm like, which one is it? But I really want to emphasize my Facebook group, because I have a special private group going on, and it is a 30-day manifestation challenge, and it really started on December the 1st, but you still can get in the group. It is a private exclusive group, and it's really powerful. We've been having a wonderful time, and I'm going to give you every day 30 things that you can do during the month of December to really manifest your intention. And so it's really awesome, because we have like-minded people. We are exchanging ideas. We're getting clear about our intention. We're going to be working on vision boards, clearing the blocks, dealing with limiting beliefs, etc. And so it's very interactive. It is private. So all you need to do is go to Facebook, of course, and then Coach with Constance, and join that Manifest in 30 Days challenge. It's lots of fun. You get a chance to really share your manifestations, your experiences. You're going to become a part of a Law of Attraction community. You know, so many people are trying to do it alone. That does not work. Read my lips. And so everybody check that out. It is an awesome group, and I'm having so much fun. I'm going to also remind you about some of my coaching packages. All of you know, one of the ladies who attended my last seminar, she was really marking me. She said, who says this? I have clients on 5 continents. And she was really marking me. It was pretty funny, but it's the truth. So, nobody makes it without coaching. You've heard me say before, it has been my coaching with James Powers and one of my mentors, Marcia Weeder, who got me really focused in on what I should be doing. And so today I really want to emphasize my one-day VIP coaching intensive with me here in the ATL. Or if you live in another country, honey, we can do via Skype or Zoom. So it's going to work like this. We would really need to do a discovery call if you're really seriously interested in doing the inner work. So you're going to spend the entire day with me. I like to believe it's a life-changing day of one-on-one coaching and interaction here with me. If you come to Atlanta, we're going to do it at the Country Club. And if you're via Zoom or Skype, we're going to do it over the computer, but we're still going to have fun. You'll get a chance to tap into my 25 years of counseling. I always say a coach can take you in 20 minutes what it took her 20 years. You're going to have a really safe and confidential environment. So this is the way it's going to roll. I'm going to help you to get really clear about your intention. If you've been struggling all year and you thought you woulda, coulda, then you need to call me for a discovery call. We're going to deal with designing specific plans and strategies that are tailored for your lifestyle. I'm also going to give you specific tools, help you to develop those baby consistent steps, and then identify any limiting beliefs. Y'all know what I do. And so if you're ready for change, if you're ready for next level living, if you're tired of doing it by yourself and year after year you end up in the same place, you've heard me say this before. It was when I made my financial, my emotional, and my energetic investment in myself. I flew out to California and I'm like, I'm tired of this. And I worked with the woman, Marcia Weeder, who had been there and done that. And so everything that I'm sharing with you is not theory. It's not book theory. It's my life. It's what I have lived, and it is what I'm living. So if you feel like we are a match, let's talk. You can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. You can go on my website and take a look at exactly what that would look like working with me. Just the entire day. It's a very powerful experience. And of course, we would do pre-coaching. That means that I would get you to do an assessment, and post. That means after us, I'm going to follow up with you about your strategies. How are you doing, etc. And so it has to be a match, because I'm pretty serious about what I do. So if you're ready for the commitment, ready to do the work, then you can email. If you're not interested in the VIP coaching, check out my other coaching packages. Would love to work with you and partner with you to create the life of your dreams. You're not waiting on God. God has already done everything that He is going to do. God is waiting on you because He's given you free will to determine what do you want and then to really begin to align your thinking and your believing. And then lastly, your action steps and strategies, I got that out, to manifest your dreams. Somebody said, I'm just waiting on God. I'm like, no. Quit lying on God. God's already done everything. So I'm excited about working with you. So check it out, everybody. I think that is it. Oh, also, make sure you go to the network and take a look at the Law of Attraction magazine. Jules does a powerful job with that. So many great articles, and it's absolutely free. You can read and gain insight and revelation. A lot of the presenters of the late of the people who write the articles, contributors, I got that out, are really do a great job. And so they will really help you to really remember who you are and to remember what a powerful creator you are. Well, I'm excited about my upcoming guests, so why don't we go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back with my very special guest, and we're going to be talking about how you can begin to access and activate your guardian angel. Stay tuned.
Do you have an upcoming event where you need a dynamic speaker? Constance Arnold is a sought-after keynote speaker that will enlighten the entire audience with proven strategies that are aligned with your organization's vision and mission. An experienced speaker for major Fortune 500 companies, Constance has entertained audiences with inspiring change. Constance would love to make your next event an extraordinary success. Contact her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I am back and really excited about my guest. You know, I believe that whoever God sends to the show, that is because of all of you out there globally. And so today I want to give him a proper introduction. My very special guest is Mr. Keith Leon S. He is a multiple international best-selling author, a book publisher, and speaker who's well known as the Book Guy. We're going to talk to him about that. His current book is Walking with My Angels, A True Story, with a foreword by one of my favorites, Jack Canfield. So Keith really has it going on. He has appeared on many popular radio and television shows. His work has been covered by Inc. Magazine, LA Weekly, The Huffington Post, Success Magazine, just to name a few. And he has spoken at events that included Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, Neil Donald Walsh, John Gray, Dr. Micah Beckwith, and Marianne Williamson. He is an accomplished singer and songwriter, and I can say yes to that. I heard him singing on YouTube. He's made music with Stevie Wonder, Ben Vereen, Nancy Wilson, and so many more. And so today he's going to be teaching us about angels and how to access our angels. And we're so blessed to have him on the show. It's all divine, folks. So Keith Leon S., welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Well, hello. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Well, good. Well, I am so excited about this show. So we're going to get right into it because I have at least 100 questions to ask you about angels, Keith. So share with our listeners a little bit about your story around walking with angels.
Well, it all started when I was a child. And my parents divorced when I was 2. And my dad was gone, and my mom was manic depressive, mostly depressive, and in the bed, and not really available much to be a mother. So that kind of left me raising myself. And this gift happened to me when I was about 6 years old, and I started hearing this voice. And this voice was really first just kind of talking to me and connecting with me, but then it started advising me and telling me things to do. And pretty quickly I found that when I did what the voice told me, everything went well, and when I didn't, not so much. And so I really developed this friendship with what I learned to be my guardian angel, and could literally hear my guardian angel's voice. And that guardian angel really did end up being the mother I didn't have, the father I didn't have, the advisor, you know, mentors I didn't have, and kept me out of harm's way a lot, and literally saved my life a few times, a number of times as a child. And this voice kept me from getting molested around the corner from my house. Just so many incredible things happened through this guardian angel voice that I could hear.
Wow, that's so interesting. And I know I jokingly said to you before I hit record, I said, Keith, you just put all of your business out there in the street. And so in your book, you talked about the dark times and the difficult times that you went through. So how did your guardian angel assist you during those difficult and dark times?
Well, there was kind of two periods of that. I think the early dark times were drinking and drugging in high school. And during that time, I had very selective hearing. Let's just say it that way. So I'd hear the voice when it told me how to, you know, like not get arrested or things that served me. But I wasn't listening to the voice when it was saying, yeah, you should probably not drink that or put the pipe down, you know. So very selective. In my early 20s, that was the real dark times. Then I was just like heavy into drug use, but I got a job bartending at this bar. And this is the really incredible part of the book is then when I was working at this bar day one, I met this really intriguing man. Very kind of didn't really talk very much, didn't say much, but when he did, people were leaning in, listening. You know, that kind of guy. Very intriguing. And so I kind of got to know him, and as I got to know him, then I invited him to hang out after work, and he started kind of quizzing me about my belief system. And but at that point, was not very much. I had slowly faded away from everything, from spirit, from God, from believing in my angel, from everything. And so at one point he asked me for a ring that I had on. It was my stepfather had died with that ring on, and he did what's called a life review by putting it in his hand, closing his eyes, told me everything about from the second I was born all the way to my stepfather died with that ring on when I was 8. And I could tell he saw that because he shook and quaked and handed me the ring back, said I could have went my whole life without seeing that, he said. And so I started thinking, well, wow, you know, there's no way that guy could know all that about me. There was no Google back then when this happened, people. So I started to believe in him. So he kept doing more things like predicting world events, telling me what my whole day was going to look like the next day. And everything that he said came true exactly the way that he said it. And so eventually he said again, do you trust me? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, then I have something to tell you. And that's when it gets really interesting. He told me that, you know how you call people that do good deeds for you earthbound angels? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, that's not really who we are. Mm. And I was like, we are? And he said, yeah, okay, how can I say this? Okay, so me and a group, you know, a large group of people, I was an etheric angel, so I was a spirit, right? And then I've come into a body, and we have come into a body, and we are assigned to certain people, and we are to befriend these people and get to know them, and then we are to keep them from dying before their predetermined expiration date, ultimately. And I'm like, predetermined what now? What? And he's like, yes, there's a time that you're supposed to be here. And beyond that, you have a purpose that you're here for, and it's a grand purpose. I mean, it's big. And if you died before you were supposed to, then it would have a not so great effect on the planet. His words, not mine. It would have a not so great effect on the planet. So I'm thinking, oh yeah, no pressure.
Right.
What
are you
talking about? What a great effect. So he said his job was to take me from believing in nothing to believing in everything, and that during that time, at some point, he would reveal my life purpose to me, and he would save my life at one point. And then once he had saved my life, then I needed to let him go, because then he would be assigned to someone else, and he'd have to go serve them. And so so the book, my favorite part of the book is that time. Like, what did he have to do? What did he have to do to take me from believing in nothing to everything? Right?
Wow.
And what kind of miracles did he have to show me that I saw and miracles have me do, right? To get me to believe, because I was not in a place of belief. And so he was very, very patient, spent a year and a half with me, ultimately did do everything he said, did reveal my purpose, did save my life, and then I had to let him go. And that was probably the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
So, and so all of us have earthbound angels who are assigned to us to help us live out our purpose on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like also, and to really, you said he taught you how to believe everything. So also probably to really teach us how to believe for possibilities that we never thought were possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Here's the cool thing is, you know, most people that suffer depression or are suicidal or any of that, and drug addicted people, I know from experience, like, feel alone, right? That's part of the thing, is they feel alone, even when family's around, friends are around. We could reach out at any time to them, but we don't feel that way. So part of my message and what I want people to know is that, you know, we all have at least one guardian angel with us all the time. And so right there, we're never alone, ever, right? And so this guardian angel that's assigned to us only has two jobs. One, love you unconditionally. Two, get you to your predetermined expiration date, because there's a time that you're supposed to be here until also. And so there, that's all they can do, because we have free will. That's all they can do unless we invite them to do more. They're just supposed to protect us and love us, and we have free will. So if we do say, hey, guardian angel, I'm inviting you to show yourself to me, right? Just let me know that you're there and make it be in ways that I'll know that it's you, right? And I just want you to know I'm open to that. And if you whisper in my ear, that's great. If you show me in the words of a song, like however you want to show up, that you know that I will know that it's you and that I'll believe it, I'm inviting that. And then you can end like I like to say, and so it is, amen, right? It's a prayer for me, but it's an invitation. You know, people call it an invocation, but I call it an invitation, because we're inviting them to show up in our lives. And once you've done that, it's kind of like the old radio dial where you had to, you know, turn the dial left and right, and it was all static. Mm-hmm. And you would turn it, and then finally you would get it tuned in, and it sounded perfect, and you'd back away and say, don't touch the dial, right? But it was crystal clear once it came in. This is kind of like what this is like. You know, once you make that invitation and you keep inviting and you keep looking, then you're going to start to see and tune into all the ways that they will show up for you and have been showing up for you all along, and you just hadn't noticed.
So give me an example, Keith, of what that looked like in your life. Maybe one event, one situation where your angel came in to assist you. You invited your angel in, and then you walked that out in success or in abundance or in expanded consciousness. Give us an example of what that looked like in your life.
Well, so many ways. Like a subtle way would be sat down and asked a question and then had to get up and went and got in the car. And then the first song that I heard was the answer to the question.
Wow.
Like the lyrics were so profoundly the answer to the question. And it was the first song when I turned on the radio. Right. And so it's like coincidence. I don't think so. I did a book project called Who Do You Think You Are? Discover the Purpose of Your Life. And every day of that project, I sat down and asked a question, like, what is my next step? And then I didn't move till I got the answer. And I waited. And one time I waited 2 weeks for an answer, but that answer changed my life forever. You know, it was the answer of how to reach out to all these famous people I was going to invite to be in this book and interview them. And it told me how to ask in a way that made it so easy to say yes, that they all did. So
wow.
I ended up with a huge international bestseller on the other end of that project with the three mentors I always wanted my whole life. And all because the whole project, every day I put aside my plan, you know, they say about God's plan and my plan, right? God's plan is better. So I put away my plan, and then I would ask Spirit, God, angels, what is my next step? And then wait for the answer. And I did that the whole project. And the result was international bestseller. And then on the largest stages in the world and the media and every, you know, the beginning of everything that you read at the very beginning in that bio all started when I started not getting out of my ego and my little mind and going to spirit, you know, and angels for the answers.
So who were the three mentors that you always wanted that you have now?
Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, and John DeMartini.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And so I wanted you to share that because I really wanted listeners to hear that because, you know, the Bible says God is no respecter of person. And so we all can be quiet, sit still, and ask for our angels for our next step. I love that because I'm big on teaching people how to baby step. So would it look like, Keith, the people just sit still and maybe they're not working now and they would say, angel, what is my next step? What would that look like, that process for them?
Yeah, I call it sit, ask, and listen. Right? So, excuse me, there's a lot of us sitting, right? Sitting and praying and meditating and whatever you call it. We're sitting down and we're asking, a lot of people asking questions. But when do we really take the time to listen for the answer that we asked the question about? And so listen is the most important part of that. So not everybody has 2 weeks to sit around like I did waiting for that one answer, right? Because I did not do anything but go to the restroom and eat my meals. Other than that, I was sitting in that same question, right? How will I reach these people? How will I reach these people? How should I reach these people? And not everybody has that long. And so you can take the listen out into the world, the ask and listen part. So let's say you sit and you get clear. Oh, there's a question. I've been looking for the answer to this question and I haven't been able to get it, access it with my mind. Right. So if I get the answer to this question, I'll know it came from a higher place, right? Came from spirit, God, angels, if it comes. So now I start asking that question and as long as I can wait for it. And then if I have to get up and go out into the world, or if you have to get up, then just keep asking the question as you go out into the world. If you're driving in the car, just keep asking the question. Just keep asking the question. And that brings focus and awareness to I'm willing to receive the answer because you keep asking the question. And then it usually drops in the space between two breaths for me. You know, either it'll be the end of an exhale or, you know, end of an inhale, just boom, then it just drops in and I'll know something I didn't know before. Or maybe you'll just go and turn on the radio and it'll be the next song, like I said, but it will show up for you because your attention is there on receiving the answer. You know,
that's good. You know, I can hear people saying, well, how do I know that's, you know, is that my intuition or is that God or is that my angel? How would I know that what I hear is my angel?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like I'm calling it angels because I've had a lot of direct experience with angels, right? And that's what I wrote the book about. But you may call what I call angels, you may call it intuition. Mm-hmm. You may call it inner guidance system. You may call it spirit, God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Jehovah. You know, like I love to say it doesn't care what you call it as long as you call it. Right? As long as you call it. So you'll know that it came from a higher place when it's the answer to a question that you haven't been able to access in your mind.
I love that. You know, something just dropped in my mind, Keith, in the Old Testament, Abraham told one of his son, told his servant, go and find Isaac a wife. And so this servant prayed and said, I'm paraphrasing, angels prosper my way. And when he got to the city, he was able to find probably the finest woman that was there and then took him back to Abraham's son. So can angels prosper our way in business, financially? What would that look like for listeners?
Absolutely. Well, the beautiful thing about angels is there are, when it comes to like archangels, and I don't know if you've heard of archangels, there are angels that are really, really good at certain things. Right? They are just like really good at certain things. And so it's kind of a combination of A, these archangels are great, or even your angel, right? If you invite your guardian angel, they are able to guide you and shift you to things that will support you. So if you ask them clearly, here's what I'm looking for. And you know, our answers that we receive are based on the clarity of our question. So the clearer the ask, the better. But not only can those angels support us, and not only can you type in, who are the archangels, into Google, who are the archangels, and it'll come up with a list, and then you'll find the archangel that's great with abundance and money, or that's great with relationships, or that's great, you know, that protector, like Archangel Michael can protect you when you're going into a situation where you know there might be bad energy, right? You can say, Archangel Michael, wrap your wings of protection around me and let only positive energy come through your wings, and the negative energy bounces off, right? And so all of this work play, I like to call it, because I play with angels, right? Mm-hmm. I don't work with them, I play with them. But for me, it all comes down to, people are like, well, are the angels really doing it? Do they really exist? And all that. I truly know without a shadow of a doubt that what Jesus said over and over and over and over and over again was, it happens as you believe, right? As you believe, it is done unto you. Pray believing that you have and you will receive. If you had the faith of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain, right? So he said over and over and over again, it's as we believe. So if we believe, angel is going to help us and we're going to get an answer, we get an answer, right? So that's why I say it doesn't care what you call it, you know? So if you're going directly to God and get an answer, great. If you go to an angel, and then angel goes to God and gets the answer and comes back to angel and gives it to you, great. You know, if you don't want to call it any of that, and you just say inner guidance system, and you access it, it's all the same thing with a different name. Right. We're all created in the image and likeness of the same thing. And I don't believe that it gets hung up on what we call it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, in your book, you know, I have to ask you this question, since you are on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. You talked about how the Law of Attraction helped you find your wife.
Yeah.
So share with listeners about that, because I have a lot of listeners. Did angels help you in that process? What did that look like?
Oh, well, the first book we wrote together, called The 7 Steps to Successful Relationships, is mm-hmm. all about that. So we used the Law of Attraction before they were even calling it that. it wasn't even a thing yet. I mean, it was with a few people who were privy to all the laws of the universe. They knew about laws of it, but it wasn't till The Secret. People weren't even privy to Law of Attraction, but this is long before The Secret. I had my first wife, which you'll read about in the book I call my practice wife. I was with her for 13 and a half years. And matter of fact, my angel told me when I was a child that she would be my wife. Didn't say, we'll be your wife forever. Said, we'll be your wife. So she was great. And then that played out, right? So then I healed from that, because I was with her from very young. And when we broke up, I was just devastated, you know? And so I took time to heal from that. And then a good friend of mine watched me when I got back out into the dating world. He watched me floundering. You know, it was just, I was attracting the same woman over and over again. Mm-hmm. I like to call her deer in headlights, because because anytime it got real, they would freak out and run away every time. So I was complaining to him about that. And my dear friend who I'm talking about, his mom was a really well-known spiritual leader. And so he looked at me and said, well, you don't know what you want. So of course you're going to keep attracting women that don't know what they want. And so, what are you talking about? His name was Rudy. What are you talking about, Rudy? What are you talking about? Right? And he said, well, you have to be clear with the universe. Like, if you're not clear, then you're just going to attract not clear. And he said, so here's what I want you to do tonight. Go home and make a list of all the qualities, everything. And if you want to list physical qualities, that's fine, because you're going to want to be clear that she's the one, right? Because I know you just came out of that divorce and you're not just going to jump into anything, right? So go home and make the list, and then come back and show it to me tomorrow. So I did. I went and made a list, very specific, like very specific of what I would love to have in my next mate. Came back, showed it to him, and he said, "Ah, I think you forgot a few things. You know, tweak it, add this. Like you might want to add is single. You know, you don't want to meet your perfect mate and she's married.
Absolutely,
right? And all these kind of little things I missed. So I remade the list, and then he said, "Yeah, that's it. So go home now, pray on it." And know that, and then put it away and know that, you know, God's got you and that is happening. It's the law of attraction. You're going to attract that. So I went home and I read the list. But what I realized was if it's attraction, then I need to be those qualities myself. I need to be everything I wrote on the list. And that's a piece most people don't think about. Absolutely. They make a list and then they wonder, like, I made the list and it never worked for me, Keith. It's like, yeah, but did you become the list? Wait a minute, what do you mean become the list? So when I looked at the list at the time, there was a few things on the list that I was asking for that I could not say that I was 100% myself that thing. And so I went to work on those things that were I was an integrity asking for. And when I became those things, then I was able to put away the list and I knew that I would meet her. And so I went into my life. I knew I was going to meet her at Agape Spiritual Center in Culver City, mm-hmm. Reverend Michael Beckwith Church. So I started going to both services every Sunday because I didn't want
to sleep in. Because you were looking for your woman.
I didn't want to sleep in and miss another 3 months with her. So because I slept in for the early service or something. So yeah, I started going to both services. And then one of the things I wrote on my list was that her room – her light would enter the room before she did. And so one day I was sitting there talking to this gentleman and I looked to my left and this like literally light walked into the room and then she walked in behind it. And then I was looking at her and it was like, I had made a list, and I'm sure you read this part. I was very clear. I was like long brown hair, big nose, big booty. Like I was specific, right? And she walked in, and I was like, whoa, because it was everything I wrote walking in the room, including the light. And so I knew it was her. And
that's powerful. You know, and I wanted you to share that because I love the principle where you said you had to become because you attract who you are, not what you want.
Yes. Oh, so true. And here's the thing, like if you look at couples that have been together for 50 plus years, right? On the surface, they seem like that opposites attract thing, right? Just like on the surface, it's just like, oh, wow, it's like oil and water. I don't know how they even get along, you know? But if you interview those people, and I did for years, I interviewed people about a lot of things and I just needed answers. So when you interview people that have been together for 50 plus years, the qualities of who they are is the same. It's a match. So no matter like that surface opposites attract stuff, that's just all surface stuff. The qualities though are always a match in people that last for years and years. And because of those qualities are a match, then that usually means they also end up being willing to do the work that it takes to keep a relationship fresh and alive and you know, great communication and all those pieces. Yeah.
So what about listeners who might be struggling with drama, a drug addiction, depression? How can inviting and accessing their angels help them?
Well, I can really only speak for myself with that one and hope that it helps someone else. First piece I spoke to already is knowing that you're never alone and kind of spinning that all the time in your head. I'm never alone. I'm never alone. I'm never alone. Because when we're in that dark place and we're in that depression, that's the last time we're thinking, I'm never alone, right? Yeah. We're feeling like we're alone. Mm-hmm. And so if we've done the work ahead of time of spinning that in our head all the time or putting it up on the wall or, you know, whatever we got to do to get it driven into subconscious mind, right? I'm never alone. I'm never alone. I'm never alone. Then when we get to the dark point, then we might remember that, you know, and we might go, yeah, right. But at least we had the thought and it created a spark. Another thing, when we get to that place of darkness is that's the time when we want to reach out the least, but it is the time to reach out to anyone even a stranger. Because as much as the news and would love to tell us that we're different, and the media would love to tell us that we're different, and they'd love to pit us against each other and all the wonderful ways that they do that, here's what I know. When you're in crisis, people will step up for you. Strangers will step up for you. Like, how many times have you seen like a car accident and everybody stops, jumps out, they're on their phones, they're calling, one's calling the ambulance, another's calling the police, another one's, three are consoling the person. Are you okay? Are you okay? Lay down, sit down, right? Those are, they don't know that person, and look, boom, they instantly jumped into action, right? For their brothers and their sisters, because there's that part of us that knows that we're all brothers and sisters. We're all family. It's one family, right? And that part jumps in. So you could go up to just about anybody and say, I'm feeling suicidal right now. I'm freaking out, you know, and people will show up for you, even if they don't know you. So surely your family will, if you reach out to them.
So true. So true. What else can you share with listeners about how they can access their angels? It looks like you have a practice of sitting still. So we know that sitting still and inviting the angel, our angels in, is one way. Is there anything else or any other practice or principles that listeners can use?
Well, I mean, prayer all day long, right? Mm-hmm. Just being a walking, talking prayer helps. I actually created an angel card deck that I love those, and I had them for years, and always just dreamed of having a deck. But when you get like an angel deck like that I created, and you shuffle those, and you kind of put your energy into it, it creates a this cool thing where you can pull one for the day, and every time that one will be exactly what you need to hear, right? You'll just be attracted to the right card. So there are things, external things like that, that you can use. I'm constantly surrounding myself with positive music that tells me what I want to hear. And so that's why I've been making music for, like, I've done 3 CDs of what I need to hear. Right. To keep me on course, to keep me in tune, to keep me praying, to keep me looking for angels, keep me like, all that music was selfishly for me. But then I also put it out to the world, and everybody was like, I feel like that song was written exactly for me. This keeps me going. So, you know, surrounding yourself with positive music. Right. I don't watch the news because it's so much negative energy coming at me, and all the things I talked about, you know, telling us the ways that we're not perfect. You know, that's all that's happening there. So I just stay away from it. I avoid it. And I just keep my focus on what I would love to have and attract in my life. And more importantly, I mind my words, because again, what Jesus said, right, is not only what we believe, but what we say that comes true, but only every time. And if you kept a journal and kept track of every word that you said during the day, you would go back a year later and every one of those things would have come true. So be careful what we say, right, and put our focus on, because it's going to come true. But angel related, you know, I just sit, ask, and listen works. And because when you're really putting a focus on seeing and creating the answer, you will.
Well, you know, the number one question I get, Keith, is to, how can I make more money? How can I become rich? How can I become wealthy? What would you say to listeners around those questions? And what role does angels play with prosperity and abundance?
Well, you can ask the angels for support with it, but what I would highly suggest is to sit down and make a list of all the things that you feel that money will bring you. Mm-hmm. So what is it? If you woke up and you were Oprah rich tomorrow, and you already went on every trip, and you already bought, you know, your family everything you always wanted to provide for them, and you always did all the spending stuff, and then you still had Oprah money, right?
Oprah money, that is so fun. I hadn't heard that. Right. I'm going to use that.
You see, you got that kind of money already. Like, so what do you feel like that type of money would provide you? Is it more time with your family? Write that down. I remember when I first did this, and I thought, if I was rich, I would have 7 green towels, right? Because I would never have to use the same towel twice, right? I would feel like I was rich if I had 7 green towels. So I have more time with my family, 7 green towels, right? And I'd have more time to play and do fun things that I love to do instead of work all the time. So that's just an example of 3 things, right? So you write down all what you think money will provide for you. And then after you've done with that list and you say, okay, yeah, that's it. Now you look at the list and you say, when will I do these things? So I realized, wait a minute, I can buy 7 green towels. If I can't buy them right now, I could buy 1 a week. In 7 weeks, I'll have 7 green towels. So let me put that on my – let me calendar that in. Okay. More time with my family. Wow. That's really a choice, isn't it? I need to schedule time with my family. So I do it now. Fun things that I – because I work so much. Let me schedule some – let me go to the movie. Let me go to the beach, put my feet in the sand and go for a walk on the beach and put all that in your schedule and start doing – the things that you feel that money would provide you. Now, start doing it now. And what will happen is then you become and the energy vibration of money. So just wow. to back up, right? If you feel like you need money, now you're needy. Mm-hmm. If you're in a relationship with someone and they're needy, Constance, what do you want to do?
Run away.
Exactly. As quickly as you can, right? So that's how money is with us when we think we need it. But if we become a energetic vibrational match to it, right? Doing all the things that we feel that it would provide now already, then money goes, ooh, I feel comfortable around this person because they're not needy and they're already doing what they love. They're already in a vibration of feeling abundant and feeling like they're provided for because they're doing these things, right? So then you become an energetic match, and then law of attraction, right? Law of attraction radio, right? That's what we're talking about. Then you become... you attract that money to you as opposed to scaring it away because you feel like you need it.
I love that word, energetic match. You know, and I tell women, I say, honey, never marry potential. Marry what is. Mm. And because if you marry potential, if you know what I mean, if you marry potential, then... you may be disappointed, but if you marry someone that already is meditating, yeah, already is praying, already yeah, is believing, you know, that's a big difference. You mentioned journal, and as I was researching you, I think I heard you say when you're sitting in stillness, make sure you have your journals there because your angel may speak to you. You need to make sure you write that
catch
down.
It.
Expound on that.
Yeah, catch it. Just have that with you, and then also I have a first instinct journal. I love okay. to teach people about that. You know, your first instinct, your inner guidance system, like always knows the answer to every question. And when you ask a question, you get the first instinct and then you do it and it always goes right. It's just 100% accurate, right? It's that darn second, third, fourth, fifth answer, right? We start going back and forth in the tug of war, and we do that so many times we can't remember what the first instinct was. So I love to say when you ask a question and then the first thing that comes to you, write it down. And if you write first instinct journal on that particular journal and make a commitment to yourself that anything in that I write down and answer in this journal is what I'm doing. No matter how many times my monkey mind goes back and forth and tries to talk me out of it, if it's in this journal, it was first, and I'm doing that, period. And you make that commitment, your whole life will change right there.
So true.
Because that first instinct's always right, because that comes from source. It comes from God. It comes from spirit. It comes from angels. It comes from, you know, this part of us that already has the answer to every question before we even asked it, right? How can I put this? We can all agree that everything is energy, right? Mm-hmm. Everything is energy. So there's this energy that was happening, and then we were that energy, and then we were, it was like all light all the time and all good all the time, and you know, heaven, right? And we did that for like millions and millions and millions of years. Then we got bored and we're like, oh, you know what, I want to go down and I want to form my energy into a body, and I want to be in a body, and I want to experience like other things and all good all the time. I want to experience love, hate, anger, war, bliss, joy. You know, I want all different flavors of feelings, right? And so I'm going to drop into this body, and then I'm going to make it really interesting and forget everything. Right? And so I need to remember while I'm in that body that that love is the answer to every question. You know, that there is. And so just because we decided to take that energy and form it into this thing we call a body does not mean that we don't have direct access to the energy that we were before, to the energy that created us, to we are made in its image and likeness. We are made of it. We literally are that stuff. And so we can directly access spirit, God,
so good.
Angels, answer, right? We can directly access it. However, we can access it, but we don't always hear it because we're not listening. So that's the sit, ask, and listen piece again, right? So we know the answer to every question before we ask it. We know what to say before we open our mouth to speak. You know, we already know that, and we just have forgotten.
So true. You know, you sound and you are so energetic, so passionate, so I feel your vibration all the way here in the ATL, as I say, because you're living this. It's not just a book. And so what would you say to listeners who might say, well, Keith and Constance, I've tried that. I've tried meditation and prayer and tried to work the law of attraction, but nothing is working for me. What would you say to that person?
Go within. It's time to sit and just breathe and turn the mind off and let it come to you. You know, you may have been trying to go to it instead of letting it come to you. You know, that's one thing. And start doing service. Start going out and finding ways to be in service to others, because there's a real beauty in that. And the more that you're there for other people, the more, because it's attraction, then people start to show up and be there for you without you having to ask for anything. It's just a big giant mirror out there. And another thing, if you haven't in your conscious mind been able to access anything, you can have that journal next to the bed that we talked about just a few minutes ago. And you can, before you go to sleep, say, hey, dear angels, spirit, God, universe, guardian angel, anyone that's hearing my voice right now that has my best interest in mind, let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
I have a question for you that I would love the answer to. And so here is the question. And then ask the question. And then I would love it if you would give me the answer to that question in the form of a dream while I'm sleeping. And so thank you in advance for giving me the answer to that question. And then you can sign off however you like to say, in Jesus' name, or this I pray, you know, amen. And then right after you wrap up that ask, that prayer, you say, I will remember my dreams, I'll remember my dreams, I'll remember my dreams, I'll remember my dreams, at least 50 times, I'll remember my dreams. Because when I got this process, I wasn't remembering my dreams. But something about saying, I'll remember my dreams, I just did it until I fell asleep. I just kept saying it. And so what will happen is you will wake up with answers to that question, be it in the middle of the night or the morning when you wake up. And so whatever you received in your dream, you know, write that down the second you wake up, because as soon as somebody says good morning, it's gone, right? So you write it down immediately. And so either the answer will be so clear in the dream, or maybe you'll have one of those dreams that you're just like, this don't make no sense. You know what I mean? You're like, that don't make no sense to me. But if that happens, then take it and show somebody else. hey, I asked this question, I had this dream, and then you tell them, you know, and then they will go, oh, well, clearly that means that this. Because when we get those weird ones, sometimes it's like we're not able to see the answer in it because we have our story, we have our drama, and other people don't have that. And so it's easier for others to interpret a dream that seems whack to us is clear to them. It's clear to them. But that process right there is one of the processes I used during that Who Do You Think You Are book project when I interviewed John Kehoe, who wrote Mind Power into the 21st Century.
Oh, he's so good.
Yeah, and he was like, you know, hey, man, you're manifesting at warp speed. You're doing great. Wow, would you like to do that in your sleep? And I said, are you kidding me? He's like, yeah, that way 24/7, you'll be downloading. And so he gave me that process, and I was like, thank you, John. And I mean, he didn't even say, and make sure you give me credit if you ever show it, with, you know what I mean, teach it to anybody else. But I do. That came from him. It was a gift from him. And boy, has it served me and so, so many people since.
So speaking of gifts, tell listeners about your workshop on how to make direct contact with your angels. And I'm going to say, if you're in Atlanta, I'm certainly coming, Keith. You better look for me. Are you still doing those? And then what's your contact information and how can people get your book?
Okay, great. Yeah, well, I'm out there on the road. So if you want to get like tour information, we got to update that. But we've got a bunch of things booked. Tour information can be found at Beyond Belief Publishing, beyondbeliefpublishing.com. And everything about this project really is on that site, including tour dates. And but to get the book, and this is really, really cool. What I've done is you go to walkingwithmyangelsbook.com. So it's the name of the book and then the word book after, right? Mm-hmm. Walkingwithmyangelsbook.com. And that takes you to a website where you can click a button and go off to Amazon and get the book how you would have anyway, right? So either soft cover, Kindle, or audiobook. And then you come back with the order number, and you put in your name, email address, and order number, and you will receive over $1,600 in free gifts from me and from some people that you will know and some very dear friends of mine. So so you're going to get meditation tracks. You're going to get a video where I teach you to put into practice things that you've learned. You're going to get some programs. You're going to get a movie. You're going to get all things that are going to support you in putting into practice into your everyday life the things that you read about in the book. So I didn't want you to just get the book and then now what, right? So you get this book for, I don't know, depending on which one you get, from $10 to $25, right? And then you get over $1,600 worth of support products as my gift to you by going to walkingwithmyangelsbook.com and getting it there instead of straight from Amazon.
Now that tells me you're coming from a vibration of abundance and generosity.
Yes.
And that's why you're continuously successful. You know, I just want to thank you for your work and for this wonderful book and what you're doing in the world. And it has been an honor for me to interview you today.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure to be here. And for everyone listening, I just would love to leave you with one thought, and that's you make a difference. You make a difference in this world. It would not be the same without you. People think that we know this. They think that we know that we're touching their lives, and so they forget to tell us. They just think we know it. But every hug, every hello, a smile and a hello to somebody may have saved a life. And you would never know that because you didn't know that when you said hello, they were like, oh, someone actually sees me. Wait, if they saw me, maybe others see me. Maybe my family would miss me when I wasn't here. And they talk themselves on the way home out of taking their life that day, all because you said hello. You would never know that. So for everyone who has forgotten to tell you that you make a difference for them, I want to tell you, you make a difference on this planet. This world would not be the same without you. So thank you for being the gift of you.
Oh, wow, that's so powerful. And everybody, I want you to listen to this over and over again. And this week, make a decision that you're going to invite your angel in, access your guardian angel every day. And as I say every week, you may not know it, but you're surrounded by a loving, supporting, giving spirit. And I want you to email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and let me know how this show has changed your life. Everybody, thank you so much. And remember, God loves you intensely. Make it a great week.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.